your radio.
Nashville Music Minute today brought to you by Dunham Fritz Chiropractic. Put your health in good hands at Dunham Fritz Chiropractic in Marshalltown with the latest in Nashville news. It's Nashville Me. Jason Aldean has fired several crew members because they badmouthed him on tour. He says, here's my issue. When you're riding around on a tour bus that I'm paying for you, and I'm feeding you three meals a day and a paycheck to pay your rent or whatever it is, and you're out there on those buses and you're badmouthing me and our crew, you gotta go. Honestly, I think that's probably for the best. I'm all for, you know, talking the talk, but yeah, there's a time and a place. Luke Bryan tells Country Now he almost passed on becoming a judge on American Idol. He says at the time he was doing stadium shows, he was as busy as one could be, so he's a little reluctant to add another layer of commitment. When you're selling out football stadiums and your albums are doing everything you've dreamed of, throwing a distraction in the mix was something that was a little bit challenging, but he says he's learned a lot from doing the American Idol stuff, and he's better off for it. Garth Brooks is expanding his Blame It All on My Roots tour with two Denver area arena shows at the Ball Arena on September 4th and 5th, making Denver the second city announced after the tour's Indianapolis kickoff. The shows are part of Brooks' self-described retro arena era. Oh boy, everybody's got to have an era these days. The tour marks Brooks' first major arena track in roughly 30 years. He revised the iconic drum pod stage element that became synonymous with his record-breaking 1996 arena run. So there you go, some news on a throwback Thursday for Garth Brooks with two Denver arena shows. Excuse me. Megan Maroney last night, speaking of Denver, canceled her Denver show last night after just three songs due to illness. She posted on social media telling fans it was the hardest decision she's ever had to make. She'll be back August 27th, though, and all tickets purchased for last night's show will be honored. So at least she's able to make it up to people. I know it's at a different date, but it always stinks when you can't make up a date for that. So Megan Maroney back August 27th in Denver after having to cancel the show last night. That is our Nashville Music Minute right here on the Morning Kickstart.